you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. That the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Find yourselves within your sanctuaries. Notice the domed roof, the four square walls, the images of the holy living creatures upon the walls. Notice your altar before you, with the image of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and the Shin of red fire. Above your head, notice the letter Shin as a triple flame of pure white light. Feel the sense of the sphere and square. Feel the presence of the holy living creatures, the winged human being, the winged lion, the white eagle, the winged bull. Feel this presence is holding and protecting you, blessing you even as you bless them. Be aware of the dome above you. Be aware of the crypt underneath you. Be aware of that sense of balance, of the middle pillar, of having worked with opposites, of having circulated the light. And when you're ready, descending the staircase of the crypt, making the journey down into the Duat. Noticing the familiar doorway with the winged serpents on either side, and the image of the winged sun on the lintel. Be aware that you are entering the mystery of the fifth gate and the sixth hour. As you stand on the threshold, being aware of the journey of the previous 5 hours, being aware of yourself as a servant of Ra, as a servant of the light, who enables the continual process of the universe to flow freely and without hindrance. And as you step across the threshold, you find yourself in an open sun court, which is a threshold place to entering the Duat. You find yourself there just now at this time. You feel the sun shining down upon you in a court that is ruined. There's plaster work upon the walls, there is stone upon the floor. This is the tomb of Padi Aminope, servant of Amun, priest of Montu. High priest of Amun-Ra and keeper of the words. And as you become aware of this, it is as if there is a stepping backwards through time. The air thickens, and suddenly there is colour all around us. There is a bright offering table with offerings upon it. The frescoes on the walls are very clear and brilliant. And standing the other side of the offering table from us is a Nubian man wearing only a white kilt. And yet there is a great sense of presence and potency that belies the simplicity of his garb. This is Padi Aminope, who will be our guide through the gateway and through this hour. He beckons us forward, and we walk through the sun court, a moment enjoying the light of the sun. And we step forward into an enclosure that is covered. And as we step across the threshold of this second chamber, just to our left we see an image of Padi Aminope being led by the hand by the god Anubis. And as we step into this much dimmer chamber, we see there are many scenes upon the walls. And on the far wall, there is the image of a staircase. And far in the distance, we see the form of Osiris. Padi Aminope indicates to us that we should follow him, as step by step he walks towards the form of Osiris. And on one side of us, we find him walking beside us. On the other side of us, we find the presence of Anpu, Anubis, just walking with us, encouraging us just to slowly step forward. There's a strange tension in the air, a deep stillness. We have become aware that in the corner of the rooms, gazelles are looking at us. Staring at us very intently as we make our journey. As we walk towards the place of judgment. And at first the journey is easy, but as we get closer to the staircase, as we get closer to the shining figure upon the throne, our steps become harder. Images of being judged arise before us. Feelings of heaviness, of unworthiness, of not being ready, assault us. And at times we may feel dizzy, as if we are losing our balance. But if we do that, Padyaminope and Anpu just move slightly closer to us, supporting us. Enabling those forms to dissolve, those thoughts, those images, those fears and judgments to dissolve back into the fluidity from which they arose. So that the space ahead of us becomes clear again. We keep stepping along the way, dealing with the experience of judgment. Dealing with the experience of heaviness or resistance. And each time leaning into our companions and letting the fixed forms dissolve into fluidity. And stepping through them. Until we reach the bottom of the stairway. And here we must make the ascent alone, stepping step by step towards the shining figure that sits upon the throne. At each step, finding our balance. Slowly, surely, taking one step, then another. Noticing the unbalancing effect of movement, but finding dynamic balance. Moving, balancing, moving, balancing, moving, balancing. Moving, balancing. Until at last we find ourselves standing before the presence on the throne, the Shining One. And as we stand before that presence, we find that sense of balance settling into ourselves. And we become present to the Shining One, and the Shining One becomes present to us. as we become aware of the living God, Asa, who is our own deeper presence. So for a little while we gaze into the face of the Shining One as the Shining One gazes into our face. We see and are seen. We touch and are touched. We hear and are heard. We smell and are smelt. We taste and are tasted. As we enter into the presence of the living light, the presence of the ever-resurrecting one, the presence who unites all opposites and who renews all worlds. You take another step, and it is as if we are held within this presence, relaxing into the shining light, into the shining presence, becoming one with Osiris, becoming one with Isis and Nephthys, who are also one with Osiris, resting in the living light, in the shining presence, in the energy of resurrection and renewal. Letting go all shape, all form, all sense, but the sense of the living light. Moving in time and space, finding yourself sitting in your room as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Gradually become aware of the room around you, of the chair that you're sitting in, the contact between your skin and the air, your skin and your clothes. Hear the sound in the room, hear the sound of my voice, hear the other sounds in the room. Smell the room, taste the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes and look into the room.